Hello, you're back.
Hello.
You're Spanish, right?
No, you're Spanish, right?
Okay.
Un poco.
Okay, well, you can first, just before talking about Cervita match, how are your feelings after the first loss in the ACB League against Valencia? It was a very hard match.
Hard match, tough match, but at the end we lost. We didn't play our best game. We got some problems during the game in defense, also on offense, so we start to work on these things now on this practice today, first practice after the game. So till Friday, it's a lot of time to get ready and win the game, important game in Zagreb.
It was a strange match with the disqualification of Velimir Perasovic. Yes. I don't know if you have any complaint or any bad feeling about the referees.
I mean, it's not my job to talk about refs, but it was quick. Yeah, he went out of the game quick. I don't know why, but that's ref's decision. But that's not excuse for us to lose this game. So it's easier, of course. It's easier if our coach is on the bench, but we should play better anyways.
Talking about Cervita, it's a good match to keep on walking to the top 16.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe Cervita is some kind of surprise in the group.
Yeah, maybe they won two road games now against Efes and Milano, so they're confident. And it's going to be a hard match. They play in front of them, the home crowd, but we won in Euroleague in Limoges in away, so we won Unicaja away, so we got some tough matches away, and we think we can win this match.
What kind of team is Cervita? Typical Croatian team?
It's a little bit atypical. They have different rules on defense, with pick and roll defense. In offense, they have now two Americans who are playing really good, White and Pullen. So under the basket, it's national team players, Bilan and Joric. So they have quality, individual quality, but they have a little bit atypical basketball. But we have Croatian coach too, so he knows about that, about them.
They play in Dražen Petrović Hall.
Yes.
Many people like Zivona, or not many people?
No. They're not going to be a lot of people on the game, but those who come, they cheer for them. So it's going to be a good game, good gym to play in, and I hope we win.
How do you feel right now personally, fitting in the team? Looks like defense is always in your mind.
Yeah, everybody has their own things to do in the game. Someone have more qualities in defense, someone have more in offense. But in offense, it's every game somebody gets into the rhythm. So every game somebody scores a lot of points. So we have to play defense, and we have to build on defense. And I think offense is going to be all right.
Anyway, looks like you're very well in the defense, and that maybe you are trying to find your rhythm and your time and your scoring in the offensive end.
Yes, like I said, personally I have to build on defense. I have to score these fast break points like I do whole career, and make open shots. So it's long season. I hope I'll get better in offense, and I hope whole team gets better.
Talking about, for example, one important player like Burusis.
Yes.
In the team, he has come. He was the last to come, and he's right now is very important. Maybe the team depends sometimes too much on Giannis.
Giannis is a great player. If we can get him a ball, he will get it, because he can solve on a low post. We play a lot of pick and rolls too, so we need that under the basket game, and we got this with Giannis. So I think it's a right balance between outside players and inside players. But more the season go, more we will grow more, so I don't worry about that.
Okay.
Special match for you are going to meet the family, for example.
Yeah, they're coming to the game. It's 1 hour drive from my home, so I'm happy to go there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah,